This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Wow, has this year flown by. Although we should give thanks each and every day, tomorrow is the gold standard for giving thanks. I'm thankful right now that I'm indoors where it's warm, considering the weather of today. Now, where to start? Well, let's go national on down. I'm thankful we finally have a president in the White House that is indeed making America great again. I'm thankful that with President Trump's lead, we're finally seeing our economy improve after 8 long and dismal years of the Obama administration. I'm also thankful to live in the greatest nation in the world, the United States of America. And yes, I stand for the flag and all it represents. On a state level, well, I'm thankful we live in a beautiful state. I'm thankful for Oregon Tech, which is part of the statewide system. When I travel, I'm really thankful we've moved into the 21st century and raised the speed limit on Highway 97 to 65 miles an hour. I'm also thankful that our governor and our senators don't spend much time in Klamath County. Locally, I'm thankful for the generosity and spirit of the Klamath Basin. Although we've been gut-punched for many years, our citizens always seem to rise to the occasion and provide support where needed. I'm thankful for the beautiful scenery. Well, not so much this time of year. And I'm thankful for the clean air we enjoy. Yes, it's great, and no, we don't need more air pollution restrictions. Thank you very much. I'm thankful for the pace of life in Klamath Falls. Not too fast, not too slow, it's just right. I'm thankful for the many different people I work with and associate with here in the basin on a day-to-day basis. Friendly doesn't even begin to describe how the people of the basin interact with each other. I'm thankful I can sit down anytime and have a productive discussion with those whose opinions I disagree with, and we'll all walk away as good neighbors and citizens of the basin. On a personal level, I'm thankful for my family. Without them, life simply would not be worth living. I could go on this aspect of my thanks, but their importance is my number one priority. I'm thankful for the many people I call friends. They are there for me anytime and a source of joy on a day-to-day basis. I'm also thankful for our radio stations that have provided me with the most enjoyable career for over 40 years. I'm thankful to my fellow employees here at the radio station. They make the radio stations what they are, and they make everything work, and they do it all with a smile on their face. Most of all, I'm simply thankful to be alive and enjoying my existence in one of the most special places in the world, the Klamath Basin. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy every minute of it with your family and your friends. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.